Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa, Domestic Violence and Domestic Abuse. We hope that you have something to jot down some information with. We will be giving you the national hotline for domestic abuse and domestic violence, so we want you to write it down and also pass it on to someone. You never know who may be in your circle that needs to know about domestic violence and domestic abuse. Now, today, we are going to start off by talking about dating violence and what dating violence includes. We're talking about dating violence. But first, let me give you that hotline. Hotline number to call for trained people that are just standing and waiting by the phone to talk to anyone or to just listen to anyone that have concerns about domestic violence. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. And the number for the hearing impaired is 800-787-3224. That's 800. And now, let's get started on talking about what is dating violence. Dating violence is physical, sexual, emotional, or verbal abuse from a romantic or sexual partner. It happens to women of all races, ethnocentric groups, incomes, and educational level. It also happens all across age groups, and in heterosexual and in same-sex relationships. Some people call dating violence domestic abuse, especially when you live with your partner. Okay? So I want to make mention that I had some other information that I wanted to share really on what abusive relationships are and how they all start. So maybe I'll just have to tackle that on next week. So dating violence includes emotional and verbal abuse. It's yelling, name calling, bullying, isolating you from your family and friends, saying you deserve the abuse or are to blame for it, and then giving gifts to make up for the abuse or making missed promises. And as we continue to go on, I want to make mention that if you feel that you're in an abusive relationship, whether it's emotional, verbal, physical, or psychological, I want you to know that you are not alone. You are not alone, and also it is not your fault. The purpose of airing this show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. is to allow you, the individual that's being abused, to regain your self-control over your own life, to regain your self-image, to regain your self-concept about yourself, and not to feel that you are alone. So that number again is 800-799-7233. You say, why do we choose 15 minutes? Because we can only retain so much information in a certain amount of time. So I don't want to overwhelm anyone with a lot of information. And I also want you to know that you can also always go back and start listening from the beginning of the broadcast. The number for the hearing impaired is 800-787-3224. That is 800-787-3224. That is the number for the hearing impaired. And I just heard that I need to repeat what I said. What is dating violence? Dating violence is physical, sexual, emotional, or verbal abuse from a romantic or sexual partner to women of all races, ethnicities, no matter what ethnic group you belong to, income, and education levels. I think I said at one time that I have a trouble pronouncing TH in some words. It also happens across all age groups and in heterosexual and same-sex relationships. Some people call dating violence, domestic abuse, especially when you live with your partner. Dating violence includes emotional and verbal abuse, yelling, name-calling, bullying, isolating you from your family and friends. Sexual assault and rape, forcing you to do sexual acts you do not want to do or do something sexual when you're not able to consent, such as when you've been heavily drinking. Physical abuse, as we know, is hitting, shoving, kicking, biting, throwing objects, choking, or other aggressive contact. It can also include forcing you to get pregnant against your will, trying to influence what happens during your pregnancy, or interfering with your birth control. Dating abuse or dating violence often starts with emotional and verbal abuse. The person may start calling you names, constantly checking on you, or demanding your time. This is your partner's attempt to gain power and control. And if you go back and listen to some of the previous broadcasts, you see that I have often talked about, I believe that power and control is really the main focus. That's the main focus of domestic violence anyway, but it really starts off with one person feeling as though the other person is so important that you are willing to give up your rights and your self-esteem and your self-concept just to please that person and to keep that person from leaving you. Even a one-time incident of dating violence is not okay. In abusive relationships, there is a pattern of controlling and or violent behavior. The abuse happens again and again, and it gets worse over time. The terms domestic violence, intimate partner violence, also be used to refer to dating abuse. All three terms refer to the same pattern of abusive behavior in an intimate or romantic relationship where one person chooses to control the relationship through the use of intimidation or fear. Dating violence or abuse often starts emotional and verbal abuse. The person may start calling you names, constantly checking on you, and demanding your time. Does any of this sound familiar to anyone that's listening? These behaviors can lead to more serious kinds of abuse, such as hitting or stalking, or preventing you from using your birth control or protection against sexually transmitted infections. On an average day, the domestic violence hotlines nationwide receive 20,000 phone calls. So do not feel that you are alone about what you may be thinking, how you may be feeling. Am I right? Am I wrong? Just call, even if you just want to vent and have someone to listen to you. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. For the hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-7233. 877-382-7824. That is the number for the hearing impaired. Dating violence can even happen on the first date. If a date pays for the date, that does not mean you owe them sex. I will repeat that. If a date pays for the date, that does not mean you owe them sex. Any sexual activity that is without your consent is rape or dating abuse and the verbal abuse and emotional abuse can often lead to physical violence. We want to just briefly talk about digital abuse. Digital abuse is a type of abuse that uses technology, especially texting or social media. Digital abuse is more common among younger adults, but it can happen to anyone who uses technology such as a smartphone or computers. So, parents, if you're listening, you may want to, just from time to time, talk with your young adult or your teenager, puberty child and our children, and find out if they are being abused digitally through their computer, smartphone, by texting, or even by social media. Dating violence occurs when one, a relationship, purposefully intimidate, scare, or hurt the other person. Violence does not exclusively indicate physical harm, as emotional, verbal, and sexual abuse are all tactics of dating violence. As many as one in three teens and young adults experience some form of dating violence. It is more common than you think. Although these forms of abuse might seem obvious, it is not always easy to identify an unsafe situation. So parents, please talk to your young ones about dating abuse and dating violence that can be used through texting, through social media. We thank you very much for listening. We wanted to touch on that. And hopefully next week, we will really be able to dive into abusive relationships involved dating, the signs that you can be observing at first. So call that national hotline number, 800-799-7233. You have trained people waiting to just listen to you or even give you directions where you need to go. We thank you very much for listening. Please tune in again on next Tuesday, and may the Lord bless you to have a great day. And please call that number. Good day.